USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just weeks before hosting the Beijing Winter Olympics, China is battling multiple coronavirus outbreaks in a half dozen cities, with the one closest to the capital driven by the Omicron variant. Across China, more than 20 million people are in some form of a lockdown, with many prevented from leaving their homes. The Department of Justice announced Amtrak will pay $2.25 million to more than 1,500 people as part of a disability discrimination lawsuit settlement. People with disabilities encountered significant accessibility issues at 78 stations across the United States. It should be noted the U.S. government owns and operates the Amtrak rail system. Ronnie Spector, one of the best-known figures of the 60s girl group era, died Wednesday from cancer. She was 78. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years. And it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th and they'll waive your new member fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
If you have 6 years to give to the Army, they have a lot of money for you.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid vaccine mandates. The head of the Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have posed significant challenges for recruiters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Olympic bronze medal winning sprinter 29-year-old Dion Lendore has died after a head-on collision in Texas involving two other vehicles. The crash happened outside Bryan College Station on Highway 6 Monday. The Trinidad Tobago track star was working as a volunteer assistant at Texas A&M when he crashed on his drive home from practice. That was according to team coach Pat Henry. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
States like Pennsylvania, New York, California, and Illinois are all losing populations. States like Texas, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Florida have seen increases in their population using U-Haul truck rentals as an indicator from 2020 to 2021. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem on Fox News says the Republican philosophy of small government and more personal responsibility is a driving factor.
Folks don't move to South Dakota for our beaches or for our tropical weather, especially in January right now. But they're coming here because they want to be like us. They want to live somewhere where their government respects them and where they let them use personal responsibility to take care of their families, make the best decisions for them, and let them be free. And overwhelmingly, the amount of people that have moved to this state by the thousands have told us that that's exactly it. They want the way of life that we have. And we have the way of life that we have here because we have a small, limited government that understands what its job is and what its job is not.
The Biden administration is pushing the UN Security Council to impose more sanctions on North Korea after Pyongyang carried out a series of missile tests in defiance of United Nations resolutions. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield said on Wednesday, quote, "The United States is proposing UN sanctions following North Korea's 6 ballistic missile launches since September of 2021, end quote. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.